Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by getting an update on what's going on with the state budget. Obviously, we're a little bit overdue with the final details of this plan. Talk to us about what we have done, what there is yet to do, and what's holding up the process.
Well, the $32 billion budget spending plan was passed by the General Assembly in late June, and it became law earlier this week, again without the signature of Governor Tom Wolf. This is the third consecutive fiscal year for the spending plan or the general appropriations budget bill to become law without the governor's signature. You know, with the governor largely absent from budget negotiations, House and Senate Republicans have been working in good faith with the governor's staff to reach an agreement on revenues to support the spending plan. There's a number of proposals on the table. However, the administration continually keeps pushing for increased taxes, and that's very problematic for hardworking Pennsylvania families. And so negotiations continue. Our hope is that this can be resolved very soon to be able to move forward.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is some disturbing news that affects the community of outdoorsmen out there and wildlife in general, and that is the news of chronic wasting disease in the deer herd. Talk to us about what you're hearing here.
Well, the Pennsylvania Game Commission confirmed this week that a free-range white-tailed buck in Clearfield County tested positive for chronic wasting disease. Another concerning aspect of this is the location is also somewhat in close proximity to the elk herd. The Game Commission is working cooperatively with the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture to immediately take steps to increase CWD surveillance within this disease management area with the hope of slowing the spread of the disease. The Game Commission also plans to use sharpshooters in this area with the hopes of stopping the disease before it has the chance to spread. There's much more information available at the Game Commission's website at www.pgc.pa.gov.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a piece of legislation which moved through the legislature this week that deals with the Inspector General and that office maybe becoming a little bit more independent in the way it's funded, some changes in the way that operates. Talk to us about this piece of legislation and what this means for the future.
Well, I think the heart of the issue here is the effort to fight against waste, fraud, and abuse in state agencies, and recognizing the importance of this office to root out that waste within our welfare system and within our government as a whole. The legislation would make the office a permanent part of state government. It currently only exists by executive order of the governor. And under this bill, the Office of Inspector General would be granted subpoena power and would be authorized to investigate and file criminal charges for certain welfare fraud crimes. So I think the bill goes a long way to promote the office's independence and, as I said, can go a long way toward rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse throughout state government.
Another piece of legislation which moved in the House this week deals with the disclosure statements by lobbyists and making sure that they're disclosing all the information that they should be in a timely manner. Talk to us about this lobby disclosure bill and why it's so important.
Well, House Bill 1175 is an important piece of legislation to improve transparency within the lobbying process. It passed this week, and it would better address lobbying violations to ensure the public has more information with respect to how lobbyists influence public policy. The bill would increase penalties imposed by the Ethics Commission for an unlawful act. The bill would increase the maximum administrative penalty that may be imposed for negligent failure to report. Additionally, the bill would improve the current electronic filing system for lobbyists and require that all filings be posted on the Department of State's website within 7 days. So I think this is a very important piece of legislation for transparency and lobbying, and the bill will now go to the Senate for its consideration.
And finally, Representative, I understand that a museum in your area is going to be featured on PCN. Talk to us about what museum and when this will be on TV.
Well, the Eldred World War II Museum is going to be featured on the Pennsylvania Cable Network's Its History program. Be sure to tune in if you get PCN this Sunday, July 16th at 8 p.m.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.